Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now you're welcome back. Sarah, do you know where the islands of Micronesia are?
Why though? Just leave me alone.
So the reason I'm asking is...
Geography was never my strong suit.
I know where they are only because I had a map of the world hung up on the wall in college. Oh, now, yeah. According to the Wall Street Journal, map sales have risen significantly, I can tell you, listeners, since 2020, as people are choosing to return to the old school paper maps instead of picking up their phones, which is, I think, a great thing. So just why, I wonder, why are the paper maps making a comeback? Well, Professor of Geography at the University of Maynooth, Rob Kitchen, joins us now and has all the answers in terms of geography. Rob, you're very welcome. Why do you think they're making a comeback?
I think they're making a comeback for different reasons, right? So, the people selling the maps have made them kind of attractive and customizable for a start. So somewhere like Ordnance Survey in the UK, you can buy a custom map. So you can say, I want a map. I want it centered on my house or where my child is going to university or a place I grew up in. I can set the scale. I can choose my own photo, my own text. I can choose to get it framed and so on. So it becomes like a gift item or a kind of an interest item. You get a lot more detail on paper maps than you do on some of the electronic maps. So I can zoom in and zoom out. So the great thing about electronic maps is they're dynamic, they're interactive. I can query them, I can ask them to take me from one place to another or find particular things. But on a paper map, there's a lot more detail when you zoom in. You zoom in on a digital map, you'd get maybe some of the businesses and what kind of businesses are there. If I have a paper map, I can see...
You can see more detail. So do you think generally now people like Sarah would be more educated if they had paper maps?
Don't worry, Rob. I won't tell you. There's no nice way to answer that question like the way it's phrased, so go on.
I mean, either way, you're going to need to know how to read a map to make sense of the map and to understand what's going on. So either way, you're going to need some kind of map skills to be able to know what's kind of going on. I guess one of the dangers that some people would say about the digital map is that you don't need those map skills. You say, I want to go from here to there, and then it will, you know, works as a GPS, and it says, you need to go straight ahead, turn left, turn right, and you don't really need to know the relationship between where places are. The nice thing about paper maps is that they give you a lot of information locally, and they ground you in that information. You can see, you know there are kind of tourist attractions here, there are trails here, there are rights of access. There are particular points of interest that you'd browse, you know, that you wouldn't find with a digital map.
We got a text from Linda earlier saying that she likes a real map, she says, so she can see places in relation to other places or in the context of a region as a whole and to discern the road type. And she says phone screen and Google Maps are fine for lots of elements of route planning, but not for perspective. I suppose that's sort of what you're talking about there, Rob. But also... phones are sometimes not that reliable. Now, they're getting more and more reliable, aren't they? But I think every one of us probably has our own experience of ending up down some dirt road because, you know, the lady on the phone told us to go left and we just followed the lady on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my experience was once driving off down the country and not charging my phone and getting halfway there and the GPS stopping, you know, and then, I haven't got a paper map. What do I do, you know? Now, as it happens, I always have a paper map in my car, and in fact I have several of them, so I have some of the 1 to 50,000 maps which are very detailed, and you know, if you're going for a day trip, they'll give you loads of information on what's around and what you can find, so it's a way of kind of browsing and understanding the context, or you have your road atlas. The nice thing about road atlas is you open it out and it's kind of 2 feet by a feet, and you know, it's a big spread where your phone screen's tiny and you keep having to zoom in, zoom out.
So you're back into the perspective,
And move
now,
around.
There was a time, despite Cormac's suggestions, that I could actually read a map really, really well. Up in a mountain and everything, I could find my way around to the map. Those times are long since past. I'm not entirely sure what I'd do if someone handed me a map now. Is it difficult to learn how to read it, even to hold it, you know, in the right direction? Hold it upside down or left, you know?
No. I think there's some basic skills, and you would learn how to orientate. You'd learn how the grid system works. You understand how the scale works. And the map itself tells you a lot of that information. You know, it has a legend, it has the scale. you can usually orientate yourself in the environment. You don't necessarily need to know north. You can usually do it by waypoints using off the map to the landscape.
But if you were hiking,
you would use the paper map because the level of detail on your phone wouldn't be sufficient to know the trails and the contours and so on, you know?
I was just going to say, you could orientate yourself, but maybe not all of us. That's the difference. I'm not surprised you had a few paper maps when the phone went dead. That's the joys of being a professor of geography at the University of Maynooth. Rob Kitchen, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.